Adam Elliott, play lock for the Canberra Raiders.
Fantastic. And you've been named in the side this week after coming off the field last week. Can you tell us what happened there? Is there any injury concerns?
Yeah, I was always coming off around the mark, so I usually play the first half of footy and then get my first break just after half time. So it just worked out that I caught a bit of a knock to my hip, and it coincided with the time that I was coming off the field anyway. And usually I'd go back on, and I was right past fit and right to go back on, but we were going pretty good at that stage. I think Ricky just thought he'd rest me up and give me a bit of a bit more of a chance to recover for this week's game, and obviously that gives a chance to a few more blokes to get bigger minutes as well, which will, I think, come in hand to help us towards the back end of this season.
Yeah, and obviously the club's been winning the last few weeks, but you've been in really good form yourself lately. What do you put that down to?
Oh, it's been great that we've been able to string a few wins together, and I think our last couple of months of footy as a team in general has definitely been the style of play that we've all known that we were capable of being able to play, and we're still working towards the finished product, but I think there's definitely been some positive signs the last few weeks. And for me, mate, it's just, I always do the same sort of job. I think I've always played a very similar role, and when the team's going well, I think you just might get a bit more notice than, if the team's not going so well. So, I just put it down to good players inside and outside me, and then, if I could do my role, and, people seem to think that's going all right for me at the moment, I'm happy with that. But as long as I'm doing the job for the team, that's all I really care about at the end of the day.
How are you feeling about coming up against the top-of-the-table Panthers?
Yeah, excited for it. It's been a game that we've sort of been looking forward to for the last few weeks. We've been building a bit of momentum. It was great to go down and test ourselves out against Melbourne, and then, we backed that up with a couple of other pretty good performances in the following 2 weeks, and, now we get a chance to go up against another top-four side. Although they're depleted with both their halves missing, they're still a quality forward pack. Their forward pack's going to be at full strength, and I think it's going to be a really good challenge for us, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and Canberra sits just outside the top eight. How hungry are the boys to make finals?
Yeah, definitely. It's the reason that we all play footy. So, you dream about running out and playing a semi-final, and that's what we're aiming to do. And like I said, we're starting to build towards, the finished product and the way that we really want to be playing each week is getting more consistent. And I think each and every one of the boys that gets a chance to play for us has that in the back of their mind as well, that it's desperate times for us to make sure that we don't let any opportunities go by and we're winning as many games as we possibly can to make sure we cement that spot in the eight.
Adam, you and your partner, NRLW star Millie Boyle, also a South Coast local who hails from Cobargo, have signed with the Newcastle Knights. Can you give us some insight into what led to that decision?
Yeah, so I'll be heading there next year, but Millie's already up there. She's halfway through pre-season at the moment for the NRLW 2022 season. So their first game kicks off on the 21st of August, and it's actually some really lucky timing for us. The Raiders play the Knights up there at 4 o'clock on the Sunday, and Millie's first game is against the Broncos NRLW team at 6 o'clock, so straight after. So I'll be able to at least be up there and watch her first game. And, obviously very proud of Bill and very lucky to be able to support her. So I'm looking forward to that. And as for next year, I did just speak about how excited we are to play finals and how much I'm loving my footy here at the Raiders. So I haven't put much thought to what's coming in the future, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting up to the night.
And Millie's dad, David Boyle, of course, played for the Canberra Raiders. Did he or any other family give you a hard time about moving away from the green machine and further away from the South Coast?
No, he's a big supporter of both of us. Both of us spoke to both our families the whole process. There was obviously positives to staying and positives to leaving. And, he's really happy for us. And I think he's looking forward to coming up and visiting once we get the house all sorted and ready to go up in Newcastle. So he'll nearly be converted.
Yeah, I dare say the winters are a bit warmer up that way, Adam. You played as a junior with the mighty Tathra Sea Eagles. Can you tell us a little bit about your time back playing with Tathra?
Yeah, it's some of my favourite memories growing up is playing for Tathra, and whether that was rugby league cricket or AFL, and supporting the teams above and below me. And it's just, I think, when you come from the country and that small town, sport really drives the town and brings everyone together. So for me, they're my earliest memories. And I've got some really good friends that I grew up playing with, and some grand finals that we won back there that, you know, we're really proud of as kids. You don't know anything. You don't know much more than that when you're 10, 11, 12, 15 years old. So those grand finals are something that you're really proud of. And although I've gone on to bigger things and playing in the NRL, I still look back at those moments of growing up and playing with my mates. And I remember that that's why, that's still the same reason why I play the game today.
Yeah, and only a couple of weeks away from finals down here as well. This Saturday, Tathra's team will wear a specifically designed Indigenous strip to celebrate NAIDOC Week and honour the contribution of past and present Indigenous players. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I've actually got a Tathra Indigenous jersey at home, so being Indigenous myself, it's great to see, you know, how supportive the game in general is, but for my hometown to run out in a jersey and, you know, the Scott family, they're so involved in Tathra, particularly in the first grade, the seniors, to have the Indigenous representation, something that I'm really proud of, and I love the concept, and I know the boys that will be running out, they can't wait, and I'll be doing my best to pitch a jersey off Mallee Green, I think, after the weekend.
What's your message to local juniors, not only in Tathra, but all along the South Coast, who look at you and, like you say, you know, think, oh, geez, he's made it all the way to the top. If they want to be like that, what can they do? What's your advice?
Yeah, I think if you love the game and it's what you want to do, you've got to make sure that you sacrifice and you put everything into to make that, because it is really hard. It's not easy. It's a lot of fun along the way, and it's fun at times, but there's also, you know, things like injury and not getting picked for certain teams and bad times that come along as well, and you've got to be prepared for those and prepared to work through them if it's really what you want to do. And I just am a very firm believer in, if you work hard enough and you're dedicated enough to something, that you'll get there. And I think for, you know, a lot of our kids from the far south coast, we're a little bit isolated down there, so I believe it is a little bit harder to crack into certain teams and to be noticed by certain people, but if you're willing to put in the hard work, it'll come around and reward you down the track. So good luck to all the boys that are playing down there, boys and girls, and I know particularly for the women, and obviously with Millie, there's a lot more pathways opening up for the women and into the women's game as well.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that Raiders team getting up and running. Adam, anything else you'd like to add or any message you'd like to send to anyone back here on the coast?
Yeah, I'd also just like to give a big shout out to all the women in league. It was women in league round on the weekend, and you know, I was very lucky to have so many supportive women in my life when I was growing up back in Tathra, and I know how important they were to the junior sport in the area, and whether it's running the canteen, helping coaching, first aid, refereeing, and the girls that I've played with along the way. Just a massive thank you to them, everyone that was involved in my journey, but also a huge thank you to everyone that's still continuing to do it now. And, you know, if it wasn't for the great women we have in our game, the game wouldn't be great. So that's what I'll leave us on. And a quick shout-out to my little fella, Lennox, my little boy.
Ah, fantastic, Adam. Well, thanks so much, and we wish you all the best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Former Tathra Junior and current Canberra Raiders lock, Adam Elliott, joining us there on East Coast Radio.